Now, kids, do you think it's good to make the grown-ups work hard in these services? We should put them through their paces, shouldn't we? So, I wonder if any of the grown-ups can tell me what this sculpture is called. The Thinker, well done! What an erudite, wise congregation we have here at Warbleton. Rildan's the Thinker. You might like to strike that pose yourself, looking terribly wise. There he is, you see, puzzling something out. If you're ever stuck on a sum in school, you might be sensible to adopt that pose. There he is, thinking about things. Okay, the Thinker. He's a picture of human wisdom. And sometimes people have thought that by their own cleverness and wisdom, they can work their way up to God and think what God must be like and puzzle it all out. Sometimes they'd be very proud of their cleverness and wisdom. But you know, God says no to that way of people knowing him. Let's have the next slide up, please. God, the Bible says, has deliberately frustrated the wisdom of the wise. He says no to the wisdom of this age and the intelligence of the intelligent. He says, where is the wise man? Where is the scholar? Where is the philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. So the way to God is not that we have to puzzle out what he's like and work it out by our own cleverness. Rather, God reveals himself to us. We could perhaps add in our passage the so-called wisdom or the supposed wisdom every time we come to that, or supposed foolishness or supposed weakness, as we'll see. So God has revealed himself through the foolishness of the preaching of the cross. Let's have the next one. Who knows what that is?
A fool's hat.
Yeah, a jester's hat or a fool's hat. It's meant to make us think of the foolishness of the preaching of the cross. You know, people in those days, they thought it was madness that God would become man. Thought that was completely impossible. Thought it was completely impossible for God to die on the cross. The cross seems very foolish to them. But next one, the Bible tells us that the cross is the wisdom and power of God. It's the way in which God has revealed himself. It's the way in which God has put us right with him. So the cross is a great big no to human beings thinking they're ever so clever and they can get to God on their own. Paul says, we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but to those whom God has called, both Jew and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Next one. The cross seems terribly weak and pathetic, doesn't it? It's a human being dying, completely broken, no real greater image of weakness. But the Bible tells us, next one, that the cross is the power of God. But by dying on the cross, Jesus defeated sin and death and hell. Of course, Jesus didn't remain dead. He rose again, victorious over the grave. So the cross looks very weak, but in fact it's very powerful. And that's proved by the resurrection. So Paul sums it up in verse 25. Next one. He says the supposed foolishness of God. Now, who knows what this sign means here in the middle? Have you done that in maths? This might be a... Oh, do you know? Yes.
God is great, like his face.
Exactly. Now, is that right? Secondary school students. Greater than. Yes, okay. I thought we might be needing you there, but we've been okay. Okay, so God's supposed foolishness is greater than the supposed wisdom of human beings. God's supposed weakness is greater than the supposed power of human beings. Yes. So, what is the conclusion that we should draw from all this? Well, we didn't have it in our reading, but Paul goes on to say in verse 31, therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. So this is a passage which should humble us. It should teach us not to boast. If we think we're clever or powerful, it should make us think that we're not really all that clever or all that powerful. But it does encourage us to boast, to glory and delight in the cross, which is the wisdom and power of God. Let's pray together. Father God, we're sorry for times when we've thought that we're ever so clever, when we've been just tempted to depend on ourselves and our own power. We thank you for the cross of the Lord Jesus, which seems so weak and foolish, but which is your wisdom and power. Help us always to boast, to glory and delight in Christ crucified, we pray. For Jesus' name's sake. Amen.